In the sphere of legal regulation and license agreements, contracts serve as the foundation of business transactions, the lease of premises, and the protection of the rights to a trademark or literary copyrighted work, and many other things. While there are different types of agreements, it is noteworthy to look into the license agreements as well as the leave and license agreements, mainly because of the difference in their purposes and usage. The following article seeks to analyze these two types of agreements, as well as their key components, legal ramifications, and purposes. License agreement, an overview. A license agreement is a bilateral contract under which the owner of an asset, investment, invention, trade secret, or service, the licensor, transfers the consideration of his right to another person or organization, the licensee, to utilize that certain property or service in a specified way. This is a critical agreement in many sectors of the economy such as technology sector, entertainment sector, publishing sector, franchising among others. As a part of license agreement, there are the following components. Parties involved, some of the major specifications that the agreement ought to point out include the licensor's identity and the licensee's identity. Grant of license, in this section, the object of licensing, its uses and the parts that are restricted or prohibited are outlined. Duration, often individuals can renew their license but this depends on the time period which the license is valid up to. Compensation, refers to the monetary consideration which the licensee agrees to incur in order to utilize the intellectual property by making royalty payments, fees, or any other legal forms of compensation to the licensor. Rights and obligations, terms specifying who is responsible for what or how, and what rights each has, how the asset will be maintained, how quality will be controlled, to which laws it will adhere to. Confidentiality, the series of conditions to make sure that whatever information has been considered to be confidential to the two parties should remain protected. Termination, a detailed explanation of what circumstances could lead to termination of the agreement such as if a party to a particular agreement fails to perform any of the obligations agreed upon or if both the parties agree to end the agreement. Dispute resolution, this section will elaborate how disputes will be handled if they arise in the operation of the partnership or company, for instance through arbitration or mediation. Governing law, the area of law in which the contract is going to be governed or fall under. Legal implications of license agreements. Licenses are legal contracts that can be enforced if there are issues that are not agreed upon in court. Failure to meet the provisions contained in any contract may cause legal implications for the defaulter which may entail damages or contract termination. The specificity of terms is useful in safeguarding the deal's interests of each of the participating parties and their lesser chances of a dispute. Also, the specific provisions regarding the utilization of an independent auditor and the mechanism for investigating a complaint can obscure the bigger picture. Leave and license agreement, a leave and license agreement is a specific contract, which mainly involves properties. It enables a licensor to let a licensee to use an immovable property for a limited period, say in the case of leasing out residence or commercial area without any interest in the property. Key components of leave and license agreement. In order to understand what goes into a leave and license agreement, let's first take a look at its prominent sections. Parties involved, there are two parties in the license agreement, these include the licensor, the owner of the property and the licensee which is the tenant. Description of property, information on the kind of property the license being sought to be issued relates to. Term, length of the deal, often ranging in short-term contracts that are renewable given the consent of both parties. License fee, it gets to the extent of the payment terms for the use of the property, commonly known as rent. Purpose of use, purposes which the property will be occupied or used for such as for dwelling, business or storage among others. Maintenance and repairs, all the obligations derived from the maintenance of the property. Rights and obligations, the rights of the licensee to engage in the use of the property and fiduciary responsibilities for the maintenance, use and return of the property by the parties. Termination, information on the circumstances that allow the parties to cancel or suspend the implementation of the contract and the necessary time to do so. Security deposit, liability that the licensor has to perform or damages that the licensee may cause during the contract period. Dispute resolution, terms and guidelines necessary for setting up the framework of relations between the parties in case of disputes over the implementation of the outlined cooperation to resolve their disagreement and disputes. Governing law, this section will explain which types of laws the agreement depends on. The legal aspects of leave and license agreement. The concept of leave and license agreements aims at outlining certain amenities for a temporary period without conferring a tenancy right on a licensee. This is important as it provides that the licensors have complete control over the property and that the licensee's right to use the property is heavily restricted by the agreement reached between the two parties. It is important to note that any infringements of the terms of the tenancy agreement are punishable by law, which could result in eviction of the tenant or fines to be paid as the case may be. Differences between license agreements and leave and license agreements. The main points contrast between a license agreement and a leave and license agreement are given below. Although they both involve a process of transferring rights of a product from a licensor to a licensee, they are functions of different purposes and are used in varied circumstances. Purpose, while license agreements allow use, with relation to any form of property, including IPRs, products, technology, etc., while leave and license agreements are solely related to usage of immovable property. Transfer of rights, while license agreements typically cover broad rights of utilization and exploitation of an asset, leave and license agreements encompass limited rights that are applicable only for the usage of the property. Duration and termination, lease and license agreements are relatively shorter than a leave and license, and these may also be terminated with considerable ease, while the license agreement may take years and can be terminated subject to some specified conditions. Legal nature, leave and license agreements do not allow the granting of tenancy rights to the taker, ensuring the licensor's control over the property, while license agreements do endow producer or licensee with several rights. Examples of license agreement and leave and license agreements. Example of license agreement in real life. Software licensing is a prime example where companies like Microsoft and Adobe use license agreements to allow users to install and use their software under specific conditions. Similarly, streaming services like Netflix and Spotify operate under licensing agreements with content creators to distribute their media to subscribers. Example of leave and license agreement in real life. In the real estate sector, leave and license agreements are commonly used for residential rentals, where property owners grant tenants the right to live in their property for a specified period. This arrangement is favored over traditional lease agreements due to its flexibility and ease of termination, making it ideal for short-term rentals and for property owners who wish to avoid long-term commitments. Drafting tips for effective agreements. When doing business, it is always advisable to ensure that every mutual agreement is put into writing to avoid falling victim to legal vices that education may not allow us to understand fully. With this recognition in mind, it is important to look at the following basic drafting tips that may help. License agreements. Clear definitions. Need to make certain all conditions to be free from unnecessary ambiguity, especially in relation to the license and scope of rights as well as the ownership of the intellectual property. Specificity in scope. Explain the dichotomy of the promises made by the licensee in employing and utilizing the licensed asset. Compensation clarity. Specify all payment conditions such as the amount of money to be paid, payment time intervals, and the means through which it will be done. Termination clauses ensure that the rights and obligations of the parties can be easily understood and also state the conditions under which the agreement can be terminated. Dispute resolution explain how resolutions to disputes would be arrived at in order to avert the protracted legal processes. Leave and license agreements. Property description. It is advisable to make sure that good descriptions have been put in place so that there should be no confusion as to the nature of the property. License fee details. Explain unambiguously what is charged every month and what is included in the fee. Maintenance responsibilities. Use of effective implementation of organizational structure to state who is supposed to do what kind of maintenance. Security deposit terms. Speak the money, purpose of the money, and terms of repayments. Termination notice. State the duration that either party may give before the options to terminate the contract can be implemented. Protecting your interests with comprehensive legal support for license and leave and agreements. Insaf 99, a leading legal consultation platform, offers comprehensive assistance in drafting and reviewing license agreements and leave and license agreements. By connecting users with experienced legal professionals, Insaf 99 ensures that all contractual terms are meticulously crafted to protect the interests of both parties involved. Their experts provide tailored advice on key components such as scope, duration, compensation, and termination clauses, ensuring compliance with relevant laws and regulations. Insaf 99's user-friendly interface and affordable services make legal consultations accessible, allowing individuals and businesses to navigate complex legal landscapes with confidence. Whether it's safeguarding intellectual property through a robust license agreement or securing a flexible rental arrangement, Insaf 99 streamlines the process, providing peace of mind and legal certainty. Conclusion. License agreement as well as leave and license agreement occupy an important tool in the universe of legal systems to consummate a number of purchases and sales and other related transactions that range from transactions of intellectual properties to rental of physical properties. In any case, be it a technology firm using software or an individual owning a house meant for leasing out in the form of an apartment, such arrangements set the legal touchstone for specific contracts, repeatedly characterizing contractually clear cooperation points. Frequently asked questions. Is a license agreement required to be registered? In most jurisdictions, a license agreement does not typically require registration, but it is advisable to have it in writing and properly executed to ensure its enforceability. However, specific requirements can vary based on local laws and the nature of the asset being licensed. What is the difference between a rent agreement and a license agreement? A rent agreement transfers an interest in the property to the tenant, giving them exclusive possession, while a license agreement grants a temporary, non-exclusive right to use the property without transferring any interest. Rent agreements typically confer tenancy rights, whereas license agreements do not. Why is it important to have a written agreement? A written agreement provides a clear record of the terms and conditions agreed upon by both parties, helps prevent misunderstandings, and is enforceable in court. How is a leave and license agreement different from a lease agreement? A leave and license agreement is typically short-term and does not transfer any tenancy rights to the licensee, whereas a lease agreement often involves longer terms and may grant more rights to the tenant. What are the common pitfalls to avoid in these agreements? Common pitfalls include vague terms, lack of clear definitions, inadequate dispute resolution mechanisms, and failure to specify termination conditions.